This interview was recorded for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive, which owns the copyright for this performance.
This interview is being conducted on behalf of the International Bomber Command Digital Archive. My name is Gemma Clapton. The interviewee today is Mrs. Violet Bishop and is being held at her home in Rayleigh in Essex on the 26th of September in 2017. Thank you very much for letting me into your home. I know that your brothers both served in Bomber Command as crew and air crew. Can you tell me a little bit about your brothers, please?
Yes, well, they were quite young before the war. They both won scholarships to the local grammar school, which was then the Grocer's School. We were very, very pleased with them. And eventually, when the war started, they were 17 and 3 months, and eventually they both joined the Air Force, and the eldest one passed for air crew and the second one was ground crew. And the eldest boy was trained in Lincoln and in Canada, and he qualified for bomb aimer. And as far as I know, he did quite a few trips. And between each, I think it was a trip of 7 weeks, something like that, they had a week's leave, and every week he came home, we used to have a party.
What was your brother's name?
Jimmy, James William. Yeah, James William.
He was the eldest.
He was the eldest, yeah. So we used to have a little party, only a little get-together. Each time he came home on leave. We were always pleased that he got home on leave. And he did his job, just as a matter of fact, like anybody else. You know, they went back on from leave and continued doing their job. And fortunately, he came home safely after the war.
Mm. Did he tell you, when he came home, did he tell you much about what he was actually doing?
No, I asked him about his crash, but he really didn't want to elaborate on it.
Could you tell us a little bit about what he did?
Well, actually, it was a Sunday morning. Everything seemed to happen during the war on a Sunday morning. And we got the information that he'd crashed. And my mother and sister went to see him. I said, I can't go to see him. I don't want to see him injured, so I couldn't go. But they went up to Sheffield Hospital and they saw him. The funny thing was, my sister went up to the wrong boy and kissed him because they were all bandaged. And so that made them laugh, but it was quite sad, really. But because they went to the hospital and they saw all the wounded, and that was quite a thing. But then fortunately he came home and got married, had a little family and went to Canada. Yeah.
Did he fly again after the accident in the...
Oh yes, yeah, he completed his service. Yes, he did. Mm.
What kind of man was he? How do you remember your brother?
Oh, it was lovely. It really was. He was very, very good to me, very protective, because he was 5 years older. And no, he did. We used to write to each other during the war, although I was only 15, 16. And one little story, I used to work for W.H. Smith's head office, and he came home in his uniform. And you know, although it was an NCO, it was an officer's uniform. And I asked him to come to the dance with me. He used to have a yearly dance, which he did at Covent Garden. And the next morning, the girl said, "Who was that boy with you last night?" I said, "It was my brother." "Oh, go on," they said. "It wasn't your brother." So they were quite impressed with him. He was quite a nice-looking boy. Yeah, so, yes, that was a little story. But as I say, he was very, very nice. And he married a nice girl, had two little girls. And 9 months after they arrived in Canada, they had another little boy.
So when he was training, he was in Canada. Did he write to you often? Did he tell you about life in Canada?
Yeah. And yes, although they didn't have an awful lot of money, he took it in turn. My mother, my sister and I used to receive a box of chocolates from Eaton Square or something it was, a big shopping centre, and oh, they were huge chocolates. Really lovely, I can remember those.
That must have been a treat in the war.
It was a treat, yes, but we used to have it in turns, my mother, my sister and myself, yes.
So. Your other brother, Ernest?
Yes, he was ground crew.
He was ground crew. Can you tell me a bit about him, please?
Well, I didn't really know where he was stationed. He must have been stationed in Lincolnshire, one of the. But he got engaged, and when he came home on leave, he got married and he went to live with his then wife, yeah, and they lived in London, and they had a little girl, yeah, so they, yeah, they had a little girl, and then they, I can't think where they went from there, yeah, oh, they went up to London to one house, and then they moved back to Essex, yes.
So yeah. what was Ernest like as a brother?
Oh, he was very good. He won the scholarship, so they were quite all good. And he worked for a shipping company. So they were both accountants. Well, actually, my father was quite good with figures, but in those days, they didn't have the money to do anything. We didn't have a lot of money, but they had even less, didn't they? One of his brothers, it was. He won a scholarship to the Blue Coat Boys, yeah, but they couldn't afford it. But no, they were all good at figures. They all I like figures too. Yeah.
But, so, what did they actually tell you about life away? Did they actually discuss it in letters, or was it just they general?
Didn't used to tell us anything about the war. They used to just tell us where they were going or what they were doing, but they weren't allowed to, were they? They weren't allowed to tell us too much. But but there you are. As I said previously, he didn't say much about the war, and my father didn't tell us much about the First World War. But when I think about it, the First World War was dreadful. He used to say they used to throw the bombs into the trenches, and that made him a very, very bad-tempered man. He had a very bad temper, and I just put it down to the war, really, because he was only 17, and he put his age up to go with his other older brother. Yeah.
Do you remember what it was? You say you had a party every time they came. What it was like? When you had a party every time they
he
came home. What was it like as a family to have him home?
My mother, my eldest brother, myself, didn't have a piano lesson. We just used to play by ear, sort of thing. And the party consisted of just a sort of few bottles of beer and a bottle of sherry. That was the party.
Didn't have much on rations.
No.
So how long was he home
I think it was weekend leave. They used to have weekend leave. Yeah.
Did they ever come home at the same time? Or
yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They used to. Yeah.
Do you remember the day peace broke because you would have known your brothers were coming home? Can you remember that?
When
peace broke out?
Oh,
war in Europe.
No, I can't remember that actually, because I was at work then. Yeah, and they were involved with their girlfriends and their wives then. Yeah, so they would have gone home to their wives by then, yeah. But I can remember VE Day.
Yeah.
I can't remember who the boy was now, but he asked my father if he could take me up to the West End. And how old would I have been? About 17, I think, something like that. And could he take me up to see the celebration? So he said, yes, he said, if you look after her. And I can remember standing opposite Buckingham Palace. And everybody was happy. But, do you know, I can't remember that boy's name.
Do you remember what it was like after the war, sort of coming back to normal life? Was it an easy transition, or?
I think we just did it, you know. But I can remember we were on still on rations, because when I got married in 1950, My mother-in-law used to say to me, if you give the butcher sixpence, he won't mark your book. So everybody did it.
Yeah. I mean, you was... I'm trying to work my maths out. You was how old when war broke out?
11.
11. So, as a child, as a young girl, what do you remember about war? Do you remember war breaking out?
I was evacuated that? 2 days before the war broke out. 1st of September we were evacuated, and it started on the 3rd, didn't it?
Yes.
Then we came back to London because we weren't very happy at Northampton, and then we went back to Wiltshire, which we were extremely lucky. We really were. We had a beautiful house. We lived in a house that my mother and father would never ever have been able to afford. It was absolutely gorgeous. We were so lucky.
And he's evacuating from the city to the countryside. What are your memories of living in the countryside?
Well, that living in the countryside was completely new, but it made me love the countryside. And when we got married, this is why I wanted to move out of London. Yeah. I love London. I still love it, but it's not the London that I remember. No.
Do you have any... can you remember any sort of funny stories, any anecdotes? Because that must have been quite a shock to your... senses.
Yeah, when we were evacuated.
When you moved, yeah.
No, the lady that looked after us, she was extremely lucky. She used to make all our clothes. She used to, you'd never believe, they talk about make, do, and mend. She used to unpick grown-ups' coats, unpack them, make us a coat. Yeah, she was absolutely lovely. Yeah.
Were there a lot of children there, or was it just you and your
sister? I was lucky, really, because I just started what they called Dorset Central School in London, but I had to come back to the local school to be evacuated. But when we went to Melksham, West Kensington Central School was there, so that I was allowed to go to their school. Yeah,
so was it easy being away from family?
Well, they used to send me parcels, which I thought was wonderful. They used to send parcels now and again. But as I say, this couple was so good to us. We weren't lonely or, you know, we weren't sort of unhappy at all. No, but no, they were very, very good.
I know you'd be happy to go home, but did you miss kind of...
Oh, well, I'll tell you a story. My father was very tall, very tall. And he always wore a bowler hat. And he was coming down to see us on this Sunday. We had to go to the town centre to meet him. And I was saying to him, I'm nudging my sister. I said, oh, fancy wearing a bowler hat to the country. I always remember that. But little did we know, the night before, he had been out in the Blitz. And he used to cut all the gas off. He belonged to a gas company and used to make everywhere safe from gas explosions.
So how did your parents cope? You've got two sons serving and two daughters
evacuated.
Yeah, they
didn't have anybody. No, just the two of them, really. Yeah, it was sad, really, because all their family was taken away from them, wasn't it, really?
So your dad was gas?
Yeah, and my mum was a machinist. She did work, yeah.
What kind of machinist?
Everything. In fact, she worked for, when we were little, she worked for a pyjama factory. And all the offcuts, she used to make house dresses.
So it was a close family?
Oh, yeah. It was a very nice family, yeah.
So can you remember sort of... Tell me a little bit of life after the war... For your brothers and for yourself, because...
Well, the two brothers were married by then, so they went off with their... my sister was married, because she got married when she was 17, but her husband promised my mum that they wouldn't have any children till he came home, when he kept his promise. And, yes, because she was 17. She was married during the war. And, I just went to work. I went to W.H. Smith's. As I say, the doodlebugs were about then. And I met John, and we met in March, engaged in May, and married in July. And people used to say, oh, you know, but I wasn't pregnant. Everybody thought, oh, you know, but I wasn't. Unfortunately, we didn't have any children. But
so what are your memories, real memories of the war era, that age?
Oh, very happy, really, because I wasn't really in the war. The only thing was, one day, they had a park in Melksham, a cricket pitch, and the siren went. And all the teachers said to all of us, run home. Didn't tell us to hide anywhere or anything. So we had to run all the way home. But it was nothing. It was just a siren. I don't think we were in danger of anything.
It must have seemed weird because that's quite away from London.
Oh yes, it was. Yeah.
Did it? Was that the only time it really affected you? For the siren to go off.
It was unknown, really, and we were so lucky that we didn't get parted, because some people only wanted one evacuee. Yeah. And then this lady had this big house, and the top part she used to use as a storage. Not far away was an Air Force depot there, and she said, "You'll have to put some boards up there," she said, "because we don't want them to know there's rooms up there." She said, "We don't want any young men billeted on us with these two young girls." She was very, very protective.
Very good.
It was really lovely. Yeah, as I say, we were so lucky. Yeah, so that's about all I can remember of the war, really.
It's a shame we haven't got more memories of your brother, because, you know,
I wish you could trace that more.
I'm gonna pause now and mm-hmm. say thank you very much.
Yeah, thank
we
you
may restart one yeah. moment.
Well, I hope, you know, you can find something. But I didn't keep any of the letters, otherwise I would have had his number on there, wouldn't I, that I sent him. But
let's pause.